Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she kept seeing a dark figure in her house. And then she realized she wasn't the only one seeing him.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You want access to everything ad-free, binge away on our content. You can do that on the Apple Podcasts on our premium channel. Just to search for us right there on our main page. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you see the option. There you get access to everything with no commercials and advanced episodes and the whole archive. And yeah, nice little perk there for being a supporter of the program. Bonus material as well. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. How are you this fine day?
Hey, friend.
Hey.
So you've created a monster. You took your daughter to New York, and now she's only going to be happy if she lives there.
That's pretty much.
So now what do you do for the next, what do we got, 6 years till she graduates?
Well, we can put the house on the market and move to Brooklyn and start a new life there.
She's got it all figured out. She knows where she wants to live.
Yeah, I mean,
she's got plans.
We're sitting there. We spent like 5 days in New York, and on the way back, we went to the Intrepid when one of the days, the big aircraft carrier out there, and we're walking back to the hotel, and it started raining, and so we went into this little like Irish pub restaurant place, and we ended up sitting there for like 3 hours as it rained and had like some French fries and just talked and just enjoyed the atmosphere
of
New York and just all the, you know, everybody moving around us outside. And it was just a really cool thing. And she's sitting there like sending me Zillow listings of like, see, if we sold our house, we could get this much and we could get this place or we could get that place. And she's like, what about Queens, Dad? What do you think of Queens? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
She has concept of moving. She's moved around far more in her little life than I did in most of my life, and all of my life as a child at that
age. She doesn't think about the logistics, the downsizing it would take, the moving, all the logistics part of it. That's a lot.
It is, and there'd have to be a lot of downsizing. I'm to the point kind of where I'm like, I don't care if I downsize. I'm fine with that at this point. It'd be a lot. It would be a big, big change and a lot to do. But you know, I've always wanted to live there too, and it's kind of funny when my little human's like, "Let's go." And we really, you know. There's a lot keeping us. We have a lovely home and I love this area and she's got a great school and all that, but we don't really have any family here or anything. So we could,
right. You know, that's the thing.
We could, if we wanted to. So I guess stay tuned. But
well, here's the thing that I know for sure, because I know your daughter quite well.
Yeah.
This isn't going away.
No, I know it's not.
No. This will be a year from now, you're still going to be getting Zillow listings.
She wants to be a comedian, and she's like, this could be the perfect place for me to start. You know, I could go work as a page at NBC and get, you know, because we did the tour there, and a lot of the pages in that building, basically a program where you end up, a lot of them get jobs within NBC. Uh-huh. And they were talking about some of them that became cast members on SNL and this and that. She's like, I could do that, and you know, yeah. I could get seen, and like, yeah, I mean, you probably could. It was,
I love it so much.
So who knows? I said, you know, by the time you're 18, which is not that far away, you know, we're talking 6 years now. Maybe, you know, depending on what's going on in my world, if I, you know, up for moving, I'll go, I'll do it then. But I said, right now you got a good school. We got to, you know, we're not in, you know, I don't know. We'll see what, what time holds, but.
This ain't going away. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
She's going to bug you until it happens. But
it was an amazing trip. One of the places that we went to literally the first day when we landed, we went to Ground Zero in the World Trade Center. And
that
was a place I am glad I went and saw it and experienced it. I don't want to go back to again. And it's no way to say, you know, don't go see it. Go see it. If you've never seen it, you need to go see it. But it was heavy. It was like,
and it has to bring back so much.
Oh my God. It does. I mean, I was, you know, tearing up and kind of crying through the whole damn thing.
It's hard to do a memorial that really conveys that feeling, because you want people to go in and feel it.
Yeah.
And that one I've heard amazing things about. And the one in Oklahoma City, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the memorial itself and the museum they have there.
Yeah.
It's hard to go through, but man, you feel it.
And how
impactful it was.
I did not realize that it literally goes below both of the towers. So you have the big, you know, the big reflecting pools that are there in the footprints. This goes down below. You're literally walking below the reflecting pool.
Oh, wow.
And you are in the footprint of the building. So like the walls are the original World Trade Center, you know, the pilings that are coming out that we all saw when they were excavating everything and cleaning it out. That's where the museum is. So you're just walking in the footprints of what would have been the sublevels of the World Trade Center 1 and 2. Because you go to the North Tower and the South Tower, and each of them have memorials to things for the building and the people that were in there. It was haunting. Very heavy. It was very, what I found weird, and if it's weird, it's just, I guess it's kind of a reality. I would say probably like 60% of the people, 60, 70% of the people that were down there were either very young or weren't alive on 9/11. And to them, it's another museum. I felt like the old guy. And there were certainly some other folks in there that were my age or older, that you could tell were a lot more affected, but so many kids are just kind of like, yeah, I'm like, you know, they're on their phone. It's like they have no fucking concept of what this was. But I guess it's kind of like, you know, Pearl Harbor. You know, we can have a concept of what it was. You can visit this site, but you're not going to truly understand the gravity of it unless you were there that day or lived through that day at a certain age. And it was interesting.
I'm glad
though
they're
that.
Taking their kids so they can have the conversation.
I think it's great
about what
yeah.
happened.
I don't think
like you and yeah. Harper, that yeah. had to have initiated conversation.
It did, but I also felt it there where she, you know, there's just a disconnect on mm-hmm. on what yeah. that is, complete disconnect. And yeah. you can't like make them feel it, like feel the horror of this day. I mean, hell, they had COVID, you know, and as a child, I can't imagine, you know, growing up and having gone through that fiasco at that age. But she's like, you know, it was a big thing. And I said, yeah, but here's the difference between like, you know, COVID was like kind of an ongoing, you know, long, slow ride. This all happened in the course of like in a couple hours. The world changed that dramatically.
Yeah.
That was a slow shift with COVID. Did it world change? Without a fucking doubt. But to have it all change that quickly was what made that feel a lot different. So anyway, it was a wonderful place. Certainly go see it if you've never seen it before. It's very well done. Very, very moving. But
I am going to go see it when you and Harper live in there. I'll come visit and you guys can take me.
And I'll stand outside going, I'm not doing this
year.
Again. Yeah. I mean, there's, yeah, exactly. Next year, fuck, 3 months from now. Like, we'll be there by Christmas. No,
right.
There's like the staircase and there's a escalator area that was still there. I mean, it's from the original World Trade Center. And it just, yeah, just the remnants of what is still in existence is just, it's something else. I'm not going to go into like ghost things or anything like that about it. It was, you could feel the energy there.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's the same with the Oklahoma City Memorial.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
You can, it's a deep feeling.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Okay. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to this phone call. Hi.
Hi, my name is Allie. I live in Portland, Oregon. I wanted to give my story. I have lived in this house for about, I want to say maybe 15 years. I live with my family, my parents, and my younger brother. And at the time, my grandma lived with us. But we moved here in 2008 into this house, and the dynamics of the household was kind of weird, but my dad was away. He had gotten hurt in the Iraq War, and so my dad was staying at the hospital after his IED explosion that he was in. And so it was just my mom, my grandma, my brother, and I staying at this house while my dad was up north. So my mom and I and my brother all slept in the same bedroom together. For probably, I want to say maybe the first month that we moved in here while we were getting all everything sorted out in the house and getting our furniture set up. But so the way the room was set up was kind of, we were all in the same, sleeping on the same mattress, basically. So I can remember this very vividly in my head. And I guess, how should I say, I'm trying to think of the words. My mom and I and my brother were all sleeping one night in the same bed. The TV was off. The lights were off. The blinds were closed, so there's no light coming into this room. And I remember waking up. It was probably late, probably 1, 2, 3 in the morning. And I look over to the doorway, and I see this figure. I want to say maybe a man. It was jet black, darker than the room itself. And it was just standing there, arms down, nothing, you know, wasn't moving. And I look over, and then I got scared. So I kind of opened my eyes, and then I looked back again, and it was still there. So I tried rolling over, and I fell asleep. And this kind of kept happening for probably, I want to say, three more times it happened within that first month of us moving in there. And I talked to my mom one time about it, and I told her what I've been seeing. And then she turns to me, and my mom's like, oh my gosh, I have been seeing that too. And we both have seen this dark figure man standing in that doorway and at different times. And it kind of kept happening for a little bit onwards. And there's been a few instances where this black figure has popped up in this household with me. I feel like it kind of toyed with me more than it did anybody else. My brother never saw it, but it was really my mom and I who saw it. And then my dad had saw it when he came and lived back with us. But I think the second most prominent time I saw this figure was when I was in my bedroom. And the bedroom for my mom's room is right down the hallway. So, I mean, it's just a little hallway that divided us. So I felt like that black figure kind of traveled back and forth through this hallway. It never went downstairs besides like one time that I remember seeing it. But I was sitting in my bedroom the second time that I saw this figure prominently. I was sitting in my bedroom. I had my dog on the bed. She was like this big pit bull. You know, she was, you know, nothing really scared my dog. And my TV was off and my door was open. It was a sunny day. Light was coming in. The blinds were open and everything. I look at my TV and I see this figure walk by, and it's jet black again. And it's walking like on its, I can see its side, and I can see the arms go back and forth. And right when that happened, I looked at my TV, my pit bull turned to the doorway and started growling. So we both saw it at the same exact time, me and her did. So that was the second time that really freaked me out, when I saw that walking next to my door. I think the third time that it really shook me was I was home alone. And then I was in my grandma's room just hanging out, watching TV in there. And I want to say maybe it was about 3 a.m. And this time by 3 a.m., my brother had came home and my grandma did too. And we're all just sitting in her room. And I hear like walking around in the hallway. My grandma and my brother are right next to me. They're sleeping. I'm the only one awake. And my mom and my dad were gone on a date night. So it was, no one else was in this house. And you can hear the hallway creaking a little bit. And so I kind of get on alert, and I'm like thinking to myself, well, no, kind of something's about to happen. Someone's down the hallway. I got really panicked. And I can see the light reflecting onto the door of my brother's room. The way I was sitting, you can see my bedroom and you can see my brother's room from the way I was sitting. And I see this black figure, like a shadow of something from the light, reflecting the shadow onto the door, basically. And I see the man figure again. But this time I heard, it was like a grumbly noise, kind of like, I don't want to say growling, but it was definitely a deep, you know, noise making, and it terrified me, this noise did. So I panicked and I shut the door, and I woke my grandma up, and, you know, she started panicking too, because she's trying to figure out what's wrong with me. And I'm sitting in front of the door because I don't know what's out there after I heard this growling noise. And we both opened the door together, and there was nothing there. So it was just a really weird thing that happened in this house. And my house isn't old. It was built in 2000, so it's about 20 years old. And we're the first family to live in this house. There used to be a house here, but it burnt down, and then they rebuilt it, and then it kind of stayed empty for a little while, and then my family moved into it. But I think, you know, there's been like little occurrences that have happened in my house where I've hear, I live on the top floor and there's nothing on top of me. There's no attic or anything. And there's times where I'm laying in my bed and I can hear footsteps and things running back and forth on the roof or something. And it's just weird how all this stuff has happened since I've lived in this house for like 15 years. And recently, in these past maybe couple of years, things have really died down. But besides that, those three experiences of me living here and, you know, my family periodically maybe seeing something has really kind of made us more aware about there's something living in our house. It's like maybe a ghost or something. And, you know, we communicate to the ghost, all of us, and we always joke around saying if we can't find something or something has disappeared, we always joke around that the ghost took it. But we all kind of have an idea that it's like a man, an older man, and he is probably, every time we've seen him, he's about 6 foot. And, you know, it's a very distinct body outline of him. So, you know, we talk to him once in a while and say, you know, hope you're doing well. You know, we try to be nice to the ghost so that he doesn't mess with us. But anyways, I just thought I wanted to share those stories with you. Anyways, I enjoy the podcast. Thank you.
Can you imagine being the ghost and like hearing what, you know, somebody thinks you are? And it's like, it's not what I am at all. I'm not a 6 foot man. I'm a 6 foot WNBA player. And even in death, I'm still not getting the recognition that I should have. That could be what's going on right there.
It could be. Or that is an interesting thing. Like they're like, yeah, we just joke around that the ghost moves something. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm trying to be evil and scare the shit out of you. Don't go joking around about me.
Yeah, exactly. Like I did move the shit around. I'll fucking move your medication to the sewer next. That stuff watch you need to this. Live on. Watch this shit.
Oh my paranormal beer. It's like, I don't know. And I do think though, you know, when you're a kid and you're going through that, like, I think that's really important to talk to your family about it, because you could think there's enough things going on when you're a kid that make you think you're going crazy and nobody's like you and you don't fit in and you question yourself constantly. Mm-hmm. And so you could question yourself so much, like, I'm going crazy. This isn't real. This isn't happening. And to talk to her mom, and her mom's like, I've been seeing it too. I'm glad she had the conversation.
Yeah.
I think it's very good. And so now the whole family kind of knows, and it's not a secret, and mm-hmm. And nobody's judging her or anything like that. So I'm glad that she opened up.
If you're a child that's having experiences that are ghostly and your parents are unaccepting of it, it's okay. It still does get better. Yeah. There you go.
I don't know how you found that quick, but that was perfect.
YouTube. And I gotta put it like on a hotkey over here. I'm about to...
that's a good idea.
We're about to completely like create a whole bunch of new...
here's paranormal a, public new, service.
New imaging stuff. So I want to... I'll change that up. Oh, God. It popped up right after that. A Bill Cosby, The More You Know PSA from 1990.
Oh, my God.
Let's take a listen to what Bill has to say.
Hi. Have you ever considered going into teaching? The more you know about teaching, the more you'll know it's a challenging, rewarding, important profession. You help kids learn to read, to love science, to have self-respect. And you could become the person they'll remember all their lives. Little tiny people would admire you, and you'd get many, many pencils. And this time, you get the big desk.
That one was also brought to you by Satan.
The more you know.
There you go. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the program, sign up, become a extra podcast person, a supporter of our program on Apple Podcasts. Just search for our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting an eye exam at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot.
These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting your eyes checked at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting an eye exam at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting your eyes checked at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four?
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot.
These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot.
These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know when it's time for an eye exam. America's Best. Every eye deserves better. Most vision insurance plans welcomed.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot.
These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.